Hey, episode 38 of New Show, I think, right?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
You keep up with all that shit.
I know.
You know what I did forget? Because we're not using headphones.
Yeah, no, none of us are using headphones.
That's fine.
It's specific situations. If you don't like the audio of this one, we're sorry.
Trying to do a noob show half live.
Well, there's two of us on one mic and two of us on the other. And we got me, Toker, Mahogany, and Tyler, our patron. So if you join our Patreon, you could come talk with us too.
It's really the only reason I did it.
Oh, thank you. And you said you can go shoot guns at my house like we did.
Yeah, that's really it. That's all it was.
We did a pew pew.
I haven't shot in fucking months now. Before the pandemic.
Oh my God.
Then it's been more than months.
Yeah. It's been like 18 months, 12, almost 2 years.
I haven't shot that off. Like that in a long time.
Sheesh. Well, Tyler was saying the last time. Why?
Sheesh.
Tyler was saying the last time. It's on silent. Why is he still making noise? Last time Tyler shot was like, what, 2 years ago, you said?
No, it was like 5 years ago. I was living in Texas still the last time I shot.
Damn. You were living in Texas 5 years ago?
Well, 5, 6 years ago now, something like that, Tucker.
Because mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did you came with us the first time?
That was after I came back.
Yeah.
Because that's around how long I've been hanging out with you guys is like 5 years now.
Yeah, I met you right after I started gaming with him.
Yeah, because what was funny is that Tyler started and we called him noob, and then 2 weeks later you started and we called you noob. So Tyler was only a noob for like a week or two, and you've now been a noob for 6 years.
Yeah, and even though no new people join, I still just kept the name.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem fair.
Pass the torch to.
Because I feel like I'm technically the newest, but that's not my name. That's not my name.
Yeah. Noob, you just embody being a noob.
I mean, yeah, I forget rules all the damn time.
You remember that time you brought that big ass cutout?
What?
The Trump cutout?
That big ass Trump
cutout. I had a Donald Trump cutout.
Why?
It was life size.
It was hilarious at the time. That's back when it was funny and not a nightmare.
Yeah.
There was like 5 minutes where it wasn't a nightmare.
I don't even think he was the president at that point in time. I think he was just going around.
I think he was running.
He was running, yeah.
Yeah, he was running. He wasn't president yet. I was like, look at Trump. So I found out the flea market. I was like, this is hilarious. And the first thing the lady asked me was like, are you going to use it for a target? I was like, no, I'm going to put it in the walk-in at work and watch people walk in and just see Donald Trump with a thumbs up.
Creepy. Yeah, I think the last time like anything was really funny was before it wasn't a joke anymore. Like before he was the candidate. That's the last thing anything was really very funny.
He's ran like a bunch of times and never made it that far.
Has he?
Yeah, he's ran. I think 20 or 30 years ago, he did an interview. He was like, if I ever run, it's going to be a Republican because they're stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He didn't run then, though. He just said he was going to.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get us on politics. I just thought that cutout was kind of funny.
And that's why we like bringing Tyler around. Gets it off of it real quick.
Nice.
Thank you.
Good job, Tyler.
No.
That was my bad.
Go back to the Pathfinder. I remember making my first witch. I made that character so fucking wrong. Like, I was wearing armor. I should have had a spell failure. Like, everything I was doing is wrong.
Is that the one with the mask?
Yeah. And that mask was 500 gold points at one point.
Yeah.
And then they upped it to 5,000 out of the blue. So you can't get mad at me for that one.
Like a mask of cackling or something.
Mask of stony demeanor.
Oh, yeah.
It just gives you a plus 10 to bluff.
Oh, just a plus 10.
Yeah, but it was 500 gold on the website. I was like, yeah, I'll buy that. That seems fun. But I spent hours making that character. It was a girl, too, because I was pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty.
That's back when I was still a little iffy about people playing genders that they're not. I mean, I'm for it now. But when you're 15, 16 playing this game and somebody wants to play as somebody else, it's normally not for good reasons. It's just some horny dude who wants to pretend he's got titties, and that's not what that's meant for.
What's nice about me is I don't have to pretend.
Hey, man, you know what? That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel you. Titties, I mean.
Oh, Lord.
And then I remember specifically that Mass Tucker made a joke in bad taste about something about trans people, and the new girl at the table was trans, and Tucker was the only one that didn't pick up on it, and she never came back.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
He said something, it was like, blah, blah.
And I just remember we all looked at Tucker and we were like, what the fuck, dude?
I didn't think it was that bad of a joke.
It wasn't.
But you know, that was her first time at the table. And you should probably get to know somebody a little better before you make that joke. I can't remember what the joke was.
I don't remember. Oh, it was somebody has mask.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, oh, so you can't tell what your gender is? And we were
like, oh. I saw her at Voodoo where I worked at like a few weeks after that. And she was fine. She was cool. But it was just, yeah. I didn't know. I don't pick up on that kind of stuff.
Well, it's changed a lot too. Before it's like
not bad. It was just kind of funny.
You make a joke, I was like, whatever. But now it's like, yeah. Even I'm like, yeah, that was probably in bad taste.
Yeah,
we're all learning here.
Yeah, growing pains.
Yeah.
I think everybody gets a pass for everything they did before they were 25.
Nah, that's a bit much, in my opinion. Before you were 25, how much fucked up shit you've been doing?
It's not important. It is.
How old are you, noob?
25.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be 26. Everything before 26.
I get a pass on everything.
Every year he gets older. He's never like 42. It's like, every time, as long as you're younger than 42, you did, goes away.
As long as you go to church and repent, it's like you can murder and whatever on Saturday, just as long as you make it in Sunday morning.
But I'm a Christian. Oh, okay. Well, let's let him go then.
Yeah.
He has to go to church tomorrow.
It's like, no, you can't arrest me yet. I haven't repented yet.
Oh, y'all haven't seen my Jesus card? Pull my wallet out.
But since we got like 4 culinary people in here, what's the best free bread at a restaurant? And just so you know, there is a right answer.
You said there was the best what?
The free bread.
Free bread?
Yeah. Like Olive Garden breadsticks?
Fucking Red Lobster, bro. Biscuits.
Correct.
Those are really good. But there was this place that in North Charleston called Hops, and they had the best like croissants with the honey butter, and the croissants had this flaky glaze on top of it. It was the best thing I've ever had. And they closed one day. It was just one of those like, everybody comes to work and there's chains on the doors kind of thing.
No,
that is kind of that is really funny, because when you make croissants, you know, it's just folded butter essentially, and they're like, let's put more butter on it.
Yeah, like it was the place that they put on right before they sent it out, so they didn't they didn't fall or anything, and then the honey butter they served it with was just, it was like a honey brown sugar amazingness. It was so good.
You ever wonder why croissants are so good? It's because they make the dough and then they put a big square of butter in it and they fold the dough over and they just continue to fold it until you roll it into croissant, and that's why they're so good.
It's a fucking nightmare.
No, well, you say when they make the dough, you mean when they grab the flour, because the other ingredient is butter.
There's some liquid like in there.
Yeah, like, right,
we'll sprinkle flour.
Yeah, it's literally just like this. I made it in college for the first time. Well, that was 20 something years ago now, but they were like, we're gonna make croissant dough. And I was like, I love croissant dough. And they're like, here's 4 pounds of flour and here's 4 pounds of butter. Mix that together. Croissant dough. I was like, oh, good God.
That's like, was it Domino's pan pizza? It's all butter. That's why they're so good.
Any pan pizza, that's what makes it good.
The thinnest crust they have, and you got to get the Philly cheesesteak pizza on it. It's really good.
Can we all agree that deep dish is garbage, though?
Yeah, hot trash.
I don't know.
It's a lasagna. Like,
I'm just fat, though. I like food in general.
I mean, I'll eat it.
It's fine, but it's lasagna. Let's just call it what it is. It's
basically lasagna
without as much pasta.
I do remember when I was a kid, my dad used to buy the DiGiorno's deep dish, and they were fucking amazing because it was just like a little thin crust. And it was just like a layer of cheese, layer of pepperoni, layer of cheese, layer of pepperoni.
But Toker, what's your favorite free bread at a restaurant?
I want to say Ryan's. Those hot yeast rolls with the honey butter again. It's real good. There's better bread, but it's not free bread, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go somewhere, you sit down, they give you bread.
When I first moved to Charleston, I was poor real quick because I spent all my money on Wing Zone and weed.
Fair enough.
But there was a Fazoli's, and I used to love going to Fazoli's because, you know, one, if I didn't want to go inside, it was Italian food with a drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I found out if you go inside to eat, they would bring you a basket. It's just people walking around with breadsticks that they hand to you constantly. So I would order food and just fill up on breadsticks and then take the food that I ordered home so I could eat again later.
I wish I had known that. I love their breadsticks, and I would drive to West Ashley just to go through that drive-thru and get breadsticks because I was too high and didn't want to get out of the car anywhere. And like Olive Garden was closer. I could have gone.
You had to go inside.
But they didn't do curbside. So
then you'd have to go to Olive Garden.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted breadsticks with Alfredo. Like, that's all I wanted. I didn't care where it was from, really. And yeah, I would drive all the way to, like, I'd smoke a bowl and drive all the way to West Ashley just so I can go through that drive through and get breadsticks and Alfredo.
There was a Taco Bell Pizza Hut combination.
God, I didn't see one of those.
When I first moved here, and I loved it because I could go get a gordita, two gordita supreme combination, and then an order of Pizza Hut breadsticks, all at the same drive-through. That was what I'd go home and get stoned and eat, was two gorditas and breadsticks with lots of hot marinara on it. So fucking good.
Can y'all put the can y'all put the tacos on the pizza?
You catch them on the right day, they probably would have.
Yeah, can I come back and just do it myself?
Speaking of Taco Bell, anybody had those little chicken sandwich fucking tacos they're doing now?
Yeah,
I got one.
Try to find one. Delicious. I can't find it.
It's fine.
It's a chicken finger wrapped in a gordita shell. It's not bad.
It's like a big old like fucking piece of bread, and you just wrapping that sauce they have in there. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Maybe I got like the S ranked Taco Bell cook or something.
I just want to say right now, fuck you, Taco Bell, for several reasons. I want Taco Bell breakfast. Most of the time, I don't wake up early enough to get it. That's on me. But when I drive at the time, when you guys are open for breakfast before 11, and I get there, and every time I'm like, nope, not doing it. But you have it plastered over the walls. I hate you. I just, because their breakfast is so good. Have you had the breakfast crunch wraps?
Mm-mm.
It is a tortilla with egg, sausage, and a hash brown on there. Whatever that sauce is, that orange good. I don't know what sauce it is. I eat it. But it's all that. It's so good. Just in a crunch wrap. I want it again.
We sell, like, the item we sell the most of is breakfast burritos.
Those are so, I love breakfast
burritos. Or any time that I do any sort of, like, Mexican breakfast dish, people are just like, oh, my God, I want to put it up my asshole.
That's Daps in downtown Charleston. Food's so good you'll put it up your asshole. Again, that's Daps downtown Charleston. Put that on a t-shirt. Food's so good you'll shove it up your ass.
That's the title.
No. So,
just for my butthole. Whoo, crispy bidet.
So what do you like? Is breakfast food over there, Tyler? That's what you do at Daps.
Yeah, all day.
Is all day breakfast
until 2? Yeah.
Well, that's not all day.
But it's for me.
Yeah, I want to head in there at some point now.
Yeah, come on down, dude.
I might come in before work one day and just hang out. And
grab we're busy as fuck all the time. Don't come on like a Saturday or Sunday because you'll be waiting for a minute.
It'll be like a Thursday or a Sunday.
Yeah, the only days I'm not there is Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Cool. So I'm probably up there on a Thursday.
Yeah, man, Sam will probably be there too. You can say what's up to him.
I love that little boy.
Yeah, he's badass.
I've been there a couple times. It's all right.
You met Sam, you said?
Huh?
Did you met Sam a couple times?
Oh, no, I said I've eaten there a couple times.
It's all right.
It's all right. No, it's real good.
What did you get? We did pancakes and I had a pancake and rib plate.
Yep.
What you got with it?
Instead of chicken and waffles, it was pancakes and ribs. It was fucking awesome.
That's been a while ago.
Yeah. You were doing those pop-ups too, and I took a bunch of food for your pop-up and went to the Green Dragon, and we ate it on the hood of my shared it with everybody on the hood of my car in the parking lot at the Green Dragon.
500 pounds of love.
Yeah.
I only had two of them.
Dude, yeah, no, your food's good. I put something out. I don't know who was running the kitchen over there at Caroline's, but they fucking sucked.
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times. I just go there because it's cheap, though.
Yeah, I don't know who's there anymore either.
Well, food's actually gotten better in the last couple of weeks, but.
So I've heard.
No.
But I'm kidding. Toker always makes good ass food. Fucking.
Yeah, you're talking shit now. You're at my house about to eat dinner. I'm gonna fuck your chicken up.
Breaking the illusion.
How come you're not cooking these two pieces over here? Oh, that's for noob.
I have to eat it.
I want him to have salmonella.
Oh, that's a funny thing. So I worked with a chef.
Salmonella. Hilarious.
I worked with a chef named Jordan Moore. He's a fucking badass. Like, his bar food is awesome. Like, last time I was talking, he was trying to figure a way to dip the ranch into the chicken. Like, that's where his mind goes. But he makes awesome food. But when he was, like, younger in his cooking days, he thought that he could build up a salmonella resistance, you know, kind of like with snake bites.
You're not winning an argument for this guy right now.
No, this is okay. But so he started licking the chicken, and he ended up getting salmonella because he was trying to build it. He made it through a couple licks. Those chickens didn't have it. But around the fourth time of licking raw chicken, he caught salmonella.
Yeah, salmonella can fucking kill you.
Yeah.
It's not like snake venom. No. It's more like shooting yourself with a smaller caliber round to build up an immunity. It doesn't work.
But in a really vital area.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot myself in the stomach with a .22. You're going to die, but it's going to be slow.
No, but don't eat raw chicken, people. It's not hard. Yeah. However, in Japan, they do a chicken sashimi.
Disgusting.
Is it safe?
But no, essentially, so the way they describe it is salmonella is in the chicken's blood. Well, apparently the blood only flows over the meat, like on the outside of it, not really inside the muscle tissue itself. So what they do is they take the chicken breast and they sear it on all sides really fast and then slice it and eat it. And apparently it's safe. And if there's one place I would do that, it's Japan, because Japan's like, I don't know. They do crazy shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have a lot of land to work with, so, you know, they eat what they can get.
Yeah.
That's why seafood's
so good. One of those places where if you get sick and you go to the hospital, you don't get some huge bill? Because if it is...
You mean every other country but this one?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like if it is and everybody else is doing it, I might try.
It's like if I go to Japan, I want fugu. I want to try the puffer fish.
It just always reminds me of King of the Hill, where Hank is sick. Peggy says, "You haven't been this sick since the last time I made chicken tartare."
Don't do that. Don't make chicken tartare.
Oh, speaking of, you just said something about pufferfish. Is it only like three places in the world that prepare that shit?
I think there's more than three places, but like they have
only like a handful in the entire
world. Yeah, you have to be certified to do it, but all the deaths each year that come from it. Are fishermen out on boats trying to do it themselves and they fuck it up and they kill their, like, they end up dying.
That's just natural selection, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, apparently all the places, I'm gonna try it though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the places have a certified place, like a certified dude who does it. They haven't had any deaths.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Because they would revoke his certification.
It's really easy to do, but if you fuck up, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Higher consequences.
So, have you guys ever had poke salad? Is that a thing here?
Was it?
I'm talking about poke salad.
Poke salad.
Poke?
Poke, yeah.
P-O-K-E?
It's P-O-L-K, poke salad.
Oh, P-O-L-K.
Poke. Poke
no. Salad.
So
a song about it, Poke Salad Sally.
Yeah. So where I'm from in the mountains during the Great Depression, there was a big shortage of food. So there's a certain type of kudzu that grows all over the fucking place. They brought it over from Japan during like a world festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew like really decoratively and pretty in Japan, but in the southern climate, it just grew like wildfire and it strangles the trees and kills them.
Mm-hmm.
So people were starving during the depression. They were like, well, I wonder if they can eat this. And there's a certain way you have to, like my grandma used to make it, and there's a certain way you have to prepare it or it'll poison you and kill you. And it's like, I wonder how many hillbillies ate poke salad and died before they fucking figured out the technique.
Thousands.
You know, but Could you imagine being so hungry that you're like, you know what, this could possibly kill me, but I'm just so fucking hungry, I'm gonna eat it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like back in the day, it was just like, you know, I wonder if I can eat this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, you know, like they didn't have Google. You can't just go online and you can ask the people around you, have you tried this? Like, did you die?
It's a lot like, you know, it's a lot like mushrooms. This one tastes good. This one will kill you. And this one lets you see God. So just be careful.
Mm-hmm. This one tastes good and lets you see God.
Those don't exist.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, just tell it depends on how you're seeing God. Because the death cap mushroom.
Yeah.
The cool thing about them.
Death trip.
Is when you eat them, the way it kills you is it shuts down like your organs. But people who have eaten them and sauteed them and lived, they're like, they were delicious. And now that thought's in my mind. It's like,
I heard this somewhere, I believe.
If you're looking for a way out.
Oh, no. If I'm going to kill myself, I thought I was like, well, I guess I could eat these mushrooms and have that forbidden. Like, oh, my God, these are so good. I don't want to die anymore. Fuck.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, this is ironic.
Finally, a reason to live.
Where are you from in the mountains, though, Tyler?
Do what?
Where in the mountains are you from?
Bryson City. It's in Western North Carolina. A little small town.
So, we're actually heading up to the mountains 2 weeks. I'm going to take Grandma's ashes up there to visit her brother's grave site, and then we're going to hang out and do some shit.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
Newport, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. All right. I know where that's at.
And then we're going to make a trip down to Virginia and hang out with my uncle, where he's growing his weed plants legally, and they're fucking coming in. It's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, they're about to open the dispensaries soon, like the recreational ones. All the ones that are there now are just medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
So shit.
Now it's hard to get them in Virginia. It's like you're allowed to have 2 mature plants and 2 immature plants. So it's like the day of growing season. It's like, how do you have already 2 immature plants? That's not important.
Don't ask stupid questions. It's like in Massachusetts, you can have like, I think it's like 24 plants.
People don't realize growing those plants are a lot of work too. They're like temperamental. They have to have the right chemicals. I mean,
depends on how good you want it to be, but it's a literal weed. It'll grow anywhere. I grew a weed plant in gravel one time by accident. There used to be a window next to my room when I lived at my dad's house. I'd be breaking up my weed and I'd have my window open. I'd just toss the seeds out in the fucking
don't gravel. Do that.
Dude, yeah. No, shit you not. Like 6 months later, me and my brother were walking up to the house one day and we looked and we were like, what the fuck is that? Little weed plant, you know, probably about maybe like a foot tall. It wouldn't budding or anything.
Yeah.
But it was still there growing out of the fucking gravel.
That's still a felony.
I was just like, damn, that's crazy. That is a result.
We had that happen at a restaurant I worked at. We had these planters out front and a customer comes around with this thing, like, you know, this leaf he's got or this plant he's got, he's pulled out of the planter. And he's like, I just thought you guys should know that this was growing out front before some cop walks by and sees it. And it's a little pot plant. I guess somebody been throwing their seeds in there.
Yeah, whenever I get seeds from Portland, Oregon, I always make sure I throw them away instead of trying to throw them out in the yard.
My dad told me back in the 60s and 70s, you know, you could just go to bars and like grab plants that were growing from people outside, you know, thumping their seeds around.
Mm-hmm.
Outside these backwood bars and shit. Mm-hmm. You just fucking go out there and grab plants that were already growing and take them home and finish growing them, you know?
Well, dude, what you talking about?
Weed was grass.
That shit used to just grow in the wild. You just walk out in the woods, you're like, oh, there's a weed plant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still grows in a lot of the national parks, like, especially in, like, Western North Carolina, it's a big deal. Because if you find one, you're not allowed to touch it. Like, park don't come by and rip it up or anything because it's part of the national forest.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a couple snips off of it. No one will know.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, have you ever went hunting for ginseng?
Oh, yeah. I used to do it all the time.
I fucking want to get into doing that. Because like, so,
ginseng hunting is really hard because a lot of times it only grows way, way back in the fucking backwoods.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be real careful because there's some people that like, that's their spot that they go and they like guard it. Like,
well, here's the thing. I don't know, because ginseng is like $500 a pound.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably wet. You can get more for dry.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time, it was like, they were giving like $2,000 a pound for dry ginseng.
Because what's cool about them is, like, you can't pick them if they're under 5 years old. They have to have, I think it's like 5 leaves. They get a leaf a year, and that's like,
it's got to be 3 prongs with red berries.
Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to plant one of the red berries you take off of it.
Yep. Because
there's a lot of laws with it. And there ain't a lot of laws up in the mountains.
We used to go to this place called Stay the Indian and dig it illegally.
More specifics for our listeners.
I'm just saying.
Don't worry. We all play characters on this show, so another thing we say on here is legally binding.
Yeah. This is all for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
I keep saying it, so now it's all true. So while I was boofing Xanax up my ass...
What?
Funny enough, we got it from Daps.
It's downtown Charleston. That doesn't surprise me.
Fuck that. I cannot wait for downtown Charleston to be underwater. I'm so sick of it.
Give it another 50 years. We'll be there.
I don't want to wait that long. I want it to be a scuba diving like location at this point.
A 1,000 years from now, it'll be like Atlantis. People are like, the lost city of Charleston.
Yeah.
Well, by the time that happens, we'll have beachfront property. We'll be good. We'll be set.
1,000 years, you ain't gonna be here.
You don't know. They might put my brain in the machine.
Yeah. It's already
they're working on it. Essentially, the way they want to try it is they want to like take someone's brain and they slice it paper thin so they can read the neurons on it and then put it in like little glass things and upload it like that.
I thought they had done that already, the slicing of it anyway. That guy's got a name. His whole body was dissected by into lines and uploaded so you can actually go through and look at like his everything.
Oh, cool shit.
You can see it all. Yeah. I can't. He's got a his name is part of the project. I hope I'm not just making this up. I'm watching a lot of sci-fi.
I feel like I've read this.
But yeah, but it was a guy who donated his body to science and they basically shaved, you know, he was frozen and they shaved off like just enough for the blade to shave and then copied it and then shaved and copied it and shaved and copied it and then they uploaded his whole body into sections for it to be studied indefinitely at that point.
You know, it's really interesting. If they did that with me, they really only get 2 slides of my dick. Real thin.
Were they able to get that much off there?
I'm not stretching it.
I had to go through all the hair.
It's like a robin's egg and an eagle's nest.
You're not wrong.
Oh,
the right thing is it's true.
I'm glad I don't have a big dick. Those seem like they're hard to walk around with.
Yeah. I mean, my thighs rub together enough. I don't need something else.
Mahogany, how about your penis?
She's looking down. She's like, I don't even know what the fuck. Yeah.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
But I was going to point out, what was it? Be careful when donating your body to science because somebody's grandmother did that and they found out they just used her body to test an explosion for the military.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it's science.
There's a lot of bodies that get donated to science that just get put in fields and under cars and shit to rot.
So they can study,
you know, they can tell how long bodies have been, you know, lost when they get found. That's somebody who donated their body to science to just have it, you know, it's rotting in the trunk of a car somewhere. Still.
It's like Southwestern University in Sylvan, North Carolina. They're one of only three colleges in the U.S. that have what's called a body farm because they have a really extensive forensic that one of their forensics program is like one of the best in the nation. So they have a body farm like in the middle of the woods up there. And so the forensics students have to go up there and examine these decomposing bodies at different stages of decomposition. I watched another cool Vice video. It was like a little short and basically it was, there was one in Texas, I think too, and it was at that one. And basically they left a body out in an area where there's like lots of known like wildlife and basically recorded the body over like a week, to see what wildlife would do to it. Because basically they were showing them like when they found the body, it could have been moved by wildlife. So there's no telling how that body actually fell. So you can't base your investigation off the way that the body is laying. They had a video of these vultures coming down, and as they were picking at the body, it moved it in an entire circle. Mm-hmm. So they were facing the opposite direction by the time they would have been found, quote unquote. Wow.
That reminds me of, you guys ever heard of a sky funeral?
Oh, yeah. It's the Viking thing, right?
It's one of them. It's so up in those higher parts of the mountains, it's so cold, the body really doesn't decompose. So what they do is they'll take your body and they'll make a couple gashes in it to make it easier to eat. Essentially, just throw you to the vultures and they just pick at it. Well, I think that's really kind of dope.
Kind of. If that's legal, would I die? Let do that to me.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want. I was like, fuck.
I don't want a bunch of money spent on a coffin that nobody's ever going to see, you know?
Yeah.
Just
but speaking of, like, the study in death stuff, what was it? I think it's like Tibetan monks, Buddhist monks. Some places they have a pit where when someone dies, they just toss a body into it. But what the younger monks go is they go and they sit around the pit and just meditate and watch. It's like, you know, just kind of like me. He's like, this is your body. You know, it's temporary. It decomposes. This is what happens.
This is what you are right now, essentially.
Yeah. It's like you watch a body decompose. Like, okay, you get a better understanding for life and shit.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to watch that.
It's easy.
What do you want done with your body, Mahogany?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Vultures isn't the thing that didn't appeal to you?
It doesn't sound appealing because this is my thought process goes to nobody's 100% sure what happens afterwards. I don't know how much. I don't know. I just have too much of imagination. Like, what if my consciousness is still around?
I've thought about that. I can
feel stuff happening to me, you know, like. I've seen like all kinds of stuff where like maybe you get cremated and you're in there like the whole time, you know. I don't know.
Firing a little bit,
like you're still stuck inside your own body.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so I don't.
That embalming process is going to be torture, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing is just I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
To make it funny, the death thing. When you were talking about
to make it funny, we put balloons on the body.
It's like, put me in there with a fucking iPad and turn it on.
Put on YouTube and autoplay. Yeah. That's forever.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the monks that are in the pit watching the body decompose. I don't think I could be one of those monks because the gas would fill the body and then when it let out, it would like make a fart sound. I would just giggle. They'd be like, the worst monk.
We call this the Whispering Wind Tomb.
I mean, could you guys do that? Like, be a mortician or like be a.
I thought about it for a while. Person? I thought about being a mortician for a long time before I got into cooking. I was like, what's the worst thing that happened? Honey, you won't believe this. I gained one on the table today. He rose back to life. Uh-huh. You should just keep a gun on your side for zombies. You never know.
What about for
like that one mortician in Return of the Day of the Dead or whatever?
Yeah. One of my buddies growing up, his dad was a mortician, and he would talk about how he would sit there and eat McDonald's cheeseburgers while he was like dissecting bodies and shit. I think he was just saying it to mess with us.
He's probably just so jaded to it at that point. Yeah. It's just work.
But also, like, what if you're eating that cheeseburger? You drop a half a cheeseburger to somebody's grandma.
They'll never know.
I was about to say that. What if you drop a pickle? Ah. Waste not, want not. Dust it off and put it back.
Put that back open in about a year. It'll be delicious.
I think I've told this on here before, but I had a buddy in school that his dad ran a funeral home, and he would mention things like, did y'all hear about that fire that killed 5 people last week? And be like, yeah, and he goes, it's going to be a fucking great Christmas this year. You know, because like, that's all his dad's business. You know, he got a big bulk. He got like 5 new bodies to work on that week, so that's a lot of work came in.
Those are. I'm assuming if it's a fire
for Christmas, me and both my brothers gonna get a PlayStation or Super Nintendo, however long ago that was.
Yeah, but the cool what I think is cool about being a mortician is the reconstruction shit. Like if somebody gets their jaw blown off, you actually kind of have to go in there with modeling clay and do your kind of best work to make them look human again.
Mm. Or they just have a closed casket if they can't fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I would specialize in closed casket.
Yeah. Just like, every Sunday forever, the closed casket special.
I mean, I've seen a couple of dead bodies up close. You know, it's like crazy, I've been to a couple of funerals where I actually had to go up there and whatever. And both of my grandmothers, and they both look like wax figures of themselves. Yeah, they didn't look so like themselves, you know? So basically I'd just be like, I couldn't do it. I could only make them look like wax. So here we go. Close casket.
Oh, no, I think cremation is probably just the easiest way just to get rid of it. Also, yeah, don't make people walk in and see your dead body. Fuck you. If you're going to do it, have them hold your skull while they're talking at your funeral. That's awesome.
No.
They have to do it like a fucking ventriloquist act.
I still think about the Daniel Tosh skit where he's talking, or some, maybe it's not Daniel, but some comedian, like, they're talking about your body and they go to open your casket one last time and you're not there. And then your body falls from the ceiling from the rafters on ropes and they make you dance. Like a marionette.
Another good. I think this might have been Daniel's last two. I think it was a comedian telling a joke about whenever you're at a funeral, and they're always like, "He was such a good person. Like, my tell the truth about me. Like, he was a fucking piece of shit,
dude." What that happened. Okay. So when I went to Ohio a couple weeks ago, that's what happened. Apparently, nice. Like, I know my uncle. Like, I saw him a couple times. I've always known him as the preacher guy who had one eye and couldn't read. But apparently to all of his kids, he was a fucking asshole and they hated him. So it's just kind of a funeral, like my cousin, uncle, whatever we're going
to
call him.
So you're going to have to be.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he was fucking mean. I didn't like him. Sorry, that's just kind of what it was. He didn't really care for his grandchildren. And this is a dude who fucking lived in a van as a hippie, like a real hippie for a long time.
A real hippie?
A real dirty hippie.
He was. He had dreadlocks, and when he washed his hair, pennies and shit would fall out.
Pennies? In particular.
You keep them copper pennies in there for nutritional value.
He's just walking down the street, he finds a penny on his head, just shoves it in his dreads. Ooh, lucky penny.
No, he's cool. He's calmed down a bunch. He's the one that has the 1911 with the laser integrated into the pistol.
Yeah, those are cool.
Expensive. It's a lot of fun. It's a dangerous laser pointer is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a laser pointer for work because people like to bring in balloons for birthdays. And I just want to stand at the grill and just pop all their balloons with a laser.
It gives you a dart gun.
Yeah, but that one has traces of stuff. They knew where that came from.
He's just over there. Everybody looks over and he's just like putting
the... One of my favorite things about working in an open kitchen, if I see your table doing a toast, I'm joining in. I don't know what you're toasting, but guess what? Now I'm part of it.
Me too.
And then one table was recording someone doing a speech and they were facing the kitchen. I just stared into the camera the whole time.
Forever be that guy behind him.
People love taking pictures behind the grill. And I'm always just like, I'm always in pictures. I don't even know about it.
I'm always in the pictures.
It's probably my best thing. Also, when you take pictures, like if you're with strangers and they ask you to take pictures of them, what you do is flip the camera, take a few pictures of yourself, then flip it back, take one picture, hand it to them, and get out of there.
It's not like they can't find you. They got a picture of you.
It's too late by then. I'm long gone.
Where you work.
He's literally walking. He's right there. He just...
Yeah. That was me.
Hey, it
was...
did that wrong.
That's what I do when I see people's phones laying out, especially with iPhones, because you just swipe up to open the camera. I'll sit there and just take a bunch of pictures of myself and put your phone back. Won't ever forget this face.
Yeah.
Where your fucking little fingers have
been. Oh, God. We found a phone at Voodoo a couple years ago. And it was there for a while. And we ended up getting on it, and it was some dude's, you know, Facebook Messenger, but he'd been messaging just a fuckload of different girls. You know, he had a bunch of them on the hook. So we started messaging these girls for him. And he had pictures on his phone, and it was weird because it's like, it's a picture of him like posing in front of like the beer aisle at the gas station, like in front of the cold beer section, like with his arms up, showing off his muscles. And then it's like two of his kids. And then it was like a pussy picture. And then it was like him posing somewhere again. And then it was like three of his kids. It was like, man, you need to folder these out into different, you can't just have that in your swipe game. You know, where it goes from one to the next, but we started sending that picture of him doing his flexing in front of the beard just to every girl he had been messaging on Facebook.
It was probably one of the kids that were taking the picture of him at the beer section. You're taking a picture of daddy.
The angle was too high. That kid would have had to be on top of the chips. one girl got back to us and she was like, "Where were you at last night?" And I just responded, "Diarrhea." She said, "Boy, you'll shit up ass." And then the guy got on his Facebook and continued to have a conversation with him. It's like he didn't even ask her, like, "Who to teach you about this picture of me? Who told you that?" Nope. He just continued in with whatever conversation we had started.
He said so many pictures. He was just like, "Oh, yeah, I'm doing that."
Yeah, he's talking to too many women. He couldn't keep his shit straight. He's like, "Man, I guess I did tell that bitch I had diarrhea 2 days ago."
But he didn't have a lock on his phone?
No.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's real dumb.
Shut up. Brando had his guy that I work with, he had his phone charging next to the kitchen and somebody swiped it. And because he had just plugged it in, it hadn't gone back to lock mode, right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So he noticed that it was gone. So he pulled up his tablet and did a search for it. And they had gone to the parking lot behind the restaurant and immediately started looking at porn on his phone. Not his porn, mind you, just porn websites. It was like, they stole the phone and immediately looked at porn out back.
Was it a kid? I don't know.
I mean, it's a bar, so it had to be somebody who was at least old enough to be at a bar.
That's what we would do at a Verizon, is that we would go to the Verizon and all the places on the type of porn and leave it there.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You just can't leave a phone alive from a 12-year-old around.
Yeah, okay, you're 12. That makes sense. Oh, I was trying to do the eyebrows on you. Oh, that's funny.
Is that what flew across the screen?
Uh-huh. I forgot I had that virtual
filter
eyebrow thing on. Yeah.
It was just me and Tyler in my room talking, and Mahogany and Noober in the other room talking, and they're having a lot of fun with floating eyebrows for the Zoom call.
We don't have phones. God, there was something else I wanted to say, but I don't remember about the phones.
Do you still smell like gunpowder from earlier?
I hope so. God, is there a better smell than that, though? Gunpowder is one of those, like, something about it.
It is nice. Gunpowder and gasoline.
I know my shoulder hurts.
Yeah, we all got together and shot guns today.
Tyler, we got some videos coming up of
it. Mahogany shot some guns she never shot before. I think we had fun.
Have you ever shot two guns before? One gun?
It's a fun hobby. Go run a gun and shoot it. You'll understand why people like them. It makes you feel powerful.
Kevin's wedding.
Yeah, I shot your gun. Whatever guns you brought, I shot. Yeah. I think I only shot the pistol, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I wasn't touching that one guy's guns because he creeped me the fuck out. Yeah. I was like, you just want my fingerprints.
Yeah, he seemed like he just wanted people's fingerprints on his gun.
Yeah.
Hold this gun without gloves for a long time for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, touch all these bullets. See how they feel? You want to love this?
I wasn't touching none of his guns. He kept trying too.
Oh, that's like one time a dude, me and my friend were at Sonic. I think we're at 60 at the time. We could drive. And we're sitting there ordering. And a dude walks up and was like, hey, man, can you put this credit card into the machine for us? And we're like, sure, whatever. And it wasn't time he does. Like, man, he probably did that so he can technically say he didn't use the card. He probably stole that credit card.
Mm.
Things like that you go back and think about.
Yep.
You're implicated.
But no, yeah, shoot guns. If my shoulder hurts. We got some slow-mo videos of the fire coming out the barrel coming.
We might put that on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you're not a part of it, like Senior Tyler over here.
What? I'm a part of the Patreon.
I know, so I'm saying you're part of it.
Yeah, you'll watch it.
I mean, I was there.
Yeah.
Were you there in slow motion? I don't think so.
Yeah. Slow motion shit's fun.
I've seen the videos. It's all good.
That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Toker, do you have like a dream gun? Like if you could have one gun to have that you could just like, and it was given to you, what would it be, Toker?
I don't know. I used to really like that that tactical shotgun from Jurassic Park with the fold-out stock. Like I used to want one of those real bad. Yeah, I used to love those. But man, I don't know. I mean, I like guns. I wouldn't say that I'm like some big gun collector or anything. I've got several, but I've only ever bought two, and one of those got stolen. I don't know. The ones I got, I really like. You know, I've got that 1776 Colt 45 model. You know,
mm-hmm.
open top that I really like. And my 30-30. I love those two guns. I like old, heavier wooden steel frame guns.
Definitely.
Not that the new guns aren't cool, but I don't know. They seem too techie for me.
If you got to butt stroke somebody, it ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah. I do want that Terminator gun that he shot the
lever action shotgun.
No, the other one, that he shot the little mortars out of in Terminator 2, just because it makes that cool sound, that thunk sound when he shot it.
Thunk. Oh, like M240 grenade launcher.
Yeah, the M240 grenade launcher.
Oh, well, you can technically get the grenade launcher. Those aren't illegal to have, and they even make something called a hornet's nest,
mm-hmm.
where you put like 12, 22 hornets in it. and it shoots them all at the same time.
Huh.
And it shoots out the little grenade thing. It's cool as shit.
Yeah, you can get the like the riot rounds for it too. You just put a little 40 mic like big rubber ball. Mm. And you put that shit in there. And boop.
Huh.
Put a soda can in there and give some water to your homies.
I guess my dream is obtainable, and I had no idea.
Well, getting the grenades would be the hard part.
Yeah. I just need something that makes that sound.
Yeah.
That thunk. That's all I want.
What about you, Charlie? You got a dream gun?
Yeah.
Good talk.
All right, Mahogany, your turn.
So probably my dream gun, and I was literally sitting here just thinking about it really hard, is either probably a Marlin 45-70 lever action or a fully automatic World War II BAR that's chambered 30-06.
That's cool.
Fully auto 30-06 BAR. Yeah, all day.
Mahogany, do you have one that you're like, I want it, not enough of the Fortnite?
No, I mean, like, I have guns that I would like them to keep in the game, please. don't give me the other shit. My shit. But yeah, no, I never really was like into guns. Like, I did used to buy knife magazines and look at knives and stuff. And I used to have like a knife in a holster that I used to keep when I would be walking around because I just walked everywhere in my late teens.
It's not a bad call to have.
Yeah. And I was pretty, you know, good with them, but never was really a gun person.
With a Ballysong butterfly knife, like one of the like $700 butterfly knives, they're like super, mm-hmm. they're like super technical. You can do crazy shit with them. I just pictured you walking down the street, like just swinging your butterfly knife.
Around. I mean, I used to do like swinging I used a chain to in my the other room. Hand,
waiting for your.
But I had this like
bad guy Streets of Rage.
I had a hunting knife on a calf holster that I would have, mm. and I that's what was strapped to my calf.
Mary Lucy Lou with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I like the calf sheath. That's cool.
It was nice. It was a big, you know, serrated on one side, fucking not on the other.
I think I might be with Tyler though. Kind of like I have two of them. I either just want straight up the Barrett 50 caliber sniper, you know, the big ass fucking sniper rifle that costs $7 a shot.
More than that,
it's fucking awesome. Yeah. Or, and my boss has one. The owner of a restaurant, he has a double barrel side by side 10 gauge.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you don't see those anymore.
No, it's his father's, and he won't get off it. I was like, come on, man. What do you want for it?
Dude, speaking of 50 cal, you ever heard of Serbu? Uh-uh. S-E-R-B-U. So Serbu makes – they make single-shot 50 cals. Like, it's a single shot. It's got, like, the end – it's like an end cap. It mm-hmm. screws on and off, but you just put one in there. You screw it on, shoot, unscrew it, put it back in, whatever. Serbu makes those 50 cals, and you can – they only make them to order – but you can get one for $1,200.
That ain't bad.
No, it's like basically you put a down payment. You give them $600 to start the project. Mm-hmm. And then once they finish the gun, you give them the other $600 and then they ship it to you.
Well, that's where the complicated part comes into. Yeah. Is that shipping.
I mean, you just got to have it shipped to an FFL.
Yeah. But no, it's really cool. Like, it's just, again, it's one of those guns you don't shoot often. But it's like, that might be one of the few guns that can make it through that dirt pile, though.
That's very true.
Yeah. What about fantasy guns?
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. Fantasy guns?
Like guns that aren't shotgun, real, but dude. They're only from like video games or, you know, tabletop or something like that.
The super shotgun from Doom with the grappling hook.
That's a good one.
Yeah. The BFG 9000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The big fucking gun.
Of a volcano gun.
Which
from Warhammer.
Yeah. No, the bolters from 40K are pretty dope too.
Little rocket mini rocket launcher.
Yeah, it just shoots rockets, but like a machine gun.
Shit, you guys are about to play 40K, right? I'm about to watch that shit.
Yeah. We've got the Chaos Space Marines with the Word Bearers and Demons. Facing off against the Necrons of the
Saw Tech,
yeah. 2,000 point battle. Nasty. About to throw down on some dice.
Nerd.
You're in here talking about wanting to get started with orcs. You're the nerd. Yeah.
I know who I am. Yeah. Honestly, I've been thinking about making Noob Show a little bit shorter. just kind of enjoy thing, like 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I was doing some reading, like stuff like where just people are bullshitting. That's kind of the more of the retention rate.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up in our meeting tonight, see what people thought about that.
I mean, it's your show, dude. You do what you want to it.
Hey, girl.
Even some of the like YouTube lore channels and stuff that I watch, at the end of their videos, they're always like, thanks for sticking around, because most people only stick around for half of these videos.
Yeah. Not everybody be Joe Rogan with 4.5 hour long goddamn podcast that nobody listens to.
I was going to say, who's watching that shit for all that time?
I don't know.
I like to put on the Luton Warhammer videos, and they're all like, and some of those are like an hour and a half, 2 hours long, but that's also when I'm working.
Yeah.
And so half the time it'll get busy and I'll just take my headphone out. And it's like, I didn't listen to any of it or watch it, but the dude's like, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, like I listen to a podcast that runs about like anywhere from an hour and a half to like 2.5 hours sometimes.
Damn.
And but they come out bi-weekly. So it's like, you know, I got 2 weeks to listen to the episode. And most of the time, like I listen to it in chunks because they separate it into segments or whatever. So I listen to it in chunks, and it's usually while I'm doing something. Like, yeah, definitely while I'm like cleaning up around the house or on the computer doing something.
I listen to it because I got an hour ride from back and forth to work. That's usually when I listen to all my podcasts. That's where I listen to Raiders of the Lark. So fun. I'm having so much fun.
Get back up on that.
Yeah, now that I'm not driving that hour, I'm having to find time to listen to these things because I still enjoy them, but I'm getting behind.
That's what makes it hard, man.
I listen when I go into bed, like when I'm actually going to sleep, I'll put on something usually, and I'll catch like, I'll set my sleep timer for an hour and catch maybe the first 30, 40 minutes of it, sometimes almost to the end, but
it's October. October, you got to put on the shitty horror movie.
Yeah.
You don't let me. You want to watch a comedy. No,
that's, I mean, even whatever we watch, I still, after that, that's what I put on the thing.
Dude.
I watch the whole movie. I get up. I maybe go get a snack, brush my teeth again, come back to bed, put on my podcast, and then I go to sleep.
You listen to the exclusively Noob Show, right? That's the only podcast you listen to?
No, I listen to a ton of podcasts. I don't listen to a new show when I'm going to sleep, though. I listen to that one in the daytime.
Or when you're eating, probably.
Yeah, no. Like, that's what I'm cleaning.
Oh, Tyler. Mahogany, you might want to cover your ears. I got to ask Tyler now.
Why? Oh, gross. I know what you're going
to
ask.
I have to ask him. It's important.
He hasn't used the bidet yet, so we can move on.
No, it's not that. I want to know when it's does Tyler consider it shitting himself? So, Tyler,
So when do you consider it that you would shit yourself? Is it when it gets on your pants or when it, as soon as it comes past the anus?
Man, that's a toughie.
What would you say? Oh, I've shit myself. Would you say it? Does it have to get past the cheeks?
Yeah.
See, that's not me.
See, I'm with you, Tyler.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I've experienced that, and I agree. But that's, you can save yourself from that.
See? It's like the grace of Jesus.
You just gotta walk real carefully to the bathroom.
You know why you have to walk real carefully to the bathroom to save yourself? It's because you just shit yourself.
That's the truest statement.
Tyler gets me.
There's a situation that you have to take care of, then that situation has happened.
But it's just on the inside.
Everybody doesn't know if it's happened. It's just on the
inside. Because sometimes you get a hot fart.
Yeah.
You go look, but you're all clean.
Yeah.
Gotta use wet wipes, bro.
Bidets, man. I like to go home to shit now so much just so I can spray water on my butthole.
You have to use that before I leave.
You're more welcome to. I talked to my buddy Max because he's the one that got one before I did. And I was talking about how, like, because I'm not working like a normal 9-to-5 anymore, I need to come visit. He's got a house, come see how he's doing. And I was like, and I want to use your bidet. And he goes, no, that's in my bathroom. He's like, nobody uses that bidet but me. He's like, I don't want anybody else spraying their butthole with my shit water. That's just not.
I mean, what if there's butthole backsplash?
It's got a guard on it.
Butthole black. I can't even sip.
You keep it clean.
Yeah, I feel like it's just shooting water. It's not like there's something going up there and scrubbing out.
You ever sprayed a wall with a water hose? Water bounces back.
Yeah, but the way I shit, I'm splashing all over that toilet anyway. So, like, what's the problem?
Hmm. We almost made it.
You ever drop a watermelon off a bridge into a shallow creek? That's me.
You gotta put corn in it first.
We almost made it.
Well, thanks for listening to Noob Show. Thanks for
listening to Gun and Shit Talk.
Gun and Shit Talk. We started off light, right? We only talked about death. What happened to our bodies?
I just want
to
apologize.
Funny enough, that's what a big part of my tri-weekly story is about, that me and Mahogany should be reporting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a lookout for that. Check out our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. We're all on that. We're streaming we stream every other Wednesday. I'm going to try to start streaming video games soon, hopefully.
What are you going to stream?
Maybe that way I can quit my job because of all the revenue I bring in.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Thanks.
What are you planning on streaming?
Hopefully, I'm probably going to try to do more Dark Souls. That's just what I know.
Dope.
It's been a minute since I played one of the games. I haven't done my yearly run through.
I tried to do Bloodborne the other day, and I was like, man, I used to be really good at this. Not so much now. I made it all the way to those first werewolves on the bridge.
Oh, and
they fucking slayed me. I was like, man, fuck this shit.
It's not like riding a bike.
No. Dude, Dark Souls is.
Got everything you can do in Bloodborne. I still die all the time when I try to play it now.
Awesome. Have you played Sekiro?
No, I have not.
That one's fucking awesome.
I've heard. I'm just waiting for it to not be $60.
And an Elden Ring's coming out next year.
January.
Yeah, I'm fucking hyped for that one. All right, thanks for listening. Episode 38. Close it out, Toker. You have the power.
Well, you want me to stop recording? You've already said we've got a website now. Go to the website.
Oh, yeah, we do. Homebrewtotrice.com.
Yeah, it's got
art. Bye.
Okay, bye.